Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, then Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. That is the encore presentations, Thursday and Friday, Eastern Time on the River Talk Radio Network, as well as Big Willie 105.5 River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also, by the way, it's the audio, hold on, hotkey, hold on, Roadcaster, hotkey. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you very much. You can also see the show, Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? Not much to see. We got a very special guest for you, but because of the magic of radio, you really can't see him. He is Matt Bruning. He is the press secretary for ODOT. And before we get to our next question about the Pennsylvania Turnpike and a big new thing they have there and why don't we have it here, just a reminder that a little bit later on this morning, Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us, a legendary over-the-road valley truck driver. He might be calling us from his Freightliner 125, Cascadia 125. So we'll be talking with him. He'll probably be bitching about the weather and God knows what else. Also, we'll be talking about Richland Township and all the problems connected with snow and warming centers and all that. I warned you about these two guys. I warned you about these two trustees. We're going to be talking with you about that. Also, big announcement. I need some kind of flourish for a big announcement. Maybe this. That would not be it. Anyway, the big announcement is that tomorrow, for the full 2 hours, except for Dimitri Graffiti, we are going to have a live in-studio debate with the two candidates who are running for the Republican nomination for Ohio House District 96. We've got Ron Ferguson, the incumbent. We have Frank Hoagland. He is the challenger, former state senator. They both are going to be here in-studio for the full show. Debate, nothing else. You'll be able to see it on the Facebook live stream. We're anticipating record viewership numbers, double digits in the thousands, you know, 10,000, 15,000, I don't know. It's going to be huge. That is tomorrow, exclusive debate, the two candidates, Ohio House District 96. We've got Ron Ferguson and we've got Frank Hoagland. They will both be here in studio, so we cannot wait. But right now, more with our very special guest, Matt Bruning, the pride of ODOT. He is the press secretary, also an unapologetic Hoosier fan, even though he admits he has no idea what a Hoosier is. So before we wrap up, Matt, we do appreciate, all kidding aside, we do appreciate your time. Not your math so much, but certainly your time. One question. The Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission, which is different than PennDOT, has this thing called a super plow in the Somerset area. That's according to a story at Channel 7. Do you know anything about the super plow and how soon can we start getting super plows here in District 11 so we can get our roads cleared lickety-split?
Well, I have seen that. I've had several people send it to me. We have a variety of tools here in Ohio that are fairly similar. We have a thing called a tow plow up in Northeast Ohio, which basically allows us to clear two lanes at one time. It tows behind the normal plow that you would see out there. Also, several of our plows have wing plows on them, which allow them to go and plow multiple lanes or the shoulder at the same time to try to push that snow further off the road. So, everybody has different tools. The super plow certainly is a pretty cool tool. We do not have any of those that I'm aware of in Ohio at this point, but we do have some things that would be very similar to that that we already have in our fleet.
So in other words, you're saying we don't have it, but the Pennsylvania Turnpike does. That's all you had to say. That's all you had to say. It would have been nice if we had one, especially for this area, District 6.
Well,
what you can do, can you talk to
them? You always want more tools and more fun toys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but we do have the tools to get the job done.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we're virtually out of time. Hold on. Johnny O's just walked in here.
You've got way over modulation.
Well, what? It's on 10.
No, I'm just saying your headphones, whatever you're running through them.
Okay, this is the headphones.
Okay.
Shut up, Matt. This is a recovering broadcaster, Matt Bruning here, who's laughing at me right now. He's
this
laughing.
Well, because I always ran my headphones really loud, too.
Yeah, he always let his headphones really loud, too, so there.
This guy doesn't know nothing about levels.
Yes, I do. You said keep it at 10. It's at 10. No, all of these are at 10.
It's not always the same. That'd be like me telling you the gas at 50 when you're in a 25-mile-an-hour.
You said keep these at 10. Look at this. Look at this. These are all at 10, just like you said. Every friggin' one of them.
I'm talking about this level here.
Well, there's no 10 there.
Go into your microphone.
There's no 10 there. What am I supposed to do? There's no monitor here.
You just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, you can bite my Greek.
You got any hand cream?
Shut up. Thank you for the space heater. Anyway, Matt, you have no idea what has happened in my career. I have no idea what's happened in my career. All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much. I always give my guests the last word. You speak directly to our listeners. Matt Bruning, all kidding aside, we thank you for all the time that you have given us here in the Upper Ohio Valley. We appreciate it greatly. Truly, we do. My microphone is yours. Whatever you want to say to the people, Matt Bruning, ODOT, my microphone is yours.
Well, I appreciate that. I would just say the road conditions will be improving over the next couple of days. So please, in the meantime, take it slow out there. And, of course, when you see our folks, please give them room to work so that they can get the job done. They want to go home safe at the end of the day. They want you to go home safe at the end of the day. And that's why they're working around the clock to make that happen. So please just give them the room they need to get the job done, okay?
Fantastic. Matt, thank you so much. Have a great day. We do appreciate everything you've been doing for us here on our station, the show, and everything else. We will talk again soon. Go Hoosiers! Go Hoosiers!
Go Hoosiers.
Okay, whatever. Work on your math. Thank you. That's a good guy. That is a really, really good guy. Not much when it comes to math, but a really, really good guy. No Hannah Fryer, let me tell you. All right, fine. So thanks so much for joining us. They're all at 10. Just they keep saying, oh, you got to keep it at 10. You got to keep it at 10. It's at 10. Is the audio that bad in the Facebook live stream? What are you folks saying? I'm heading over to the app as the sound is much better. We'll watch live again tomorrow. Whatever you did sucks. Well, as people always say that. Okay, I have no earthly idea. I have no earthly idea. Everything's at 10. They said keep it at 10. Here it is at 10. Hold on. He's back. Yes, Johnny O. Now what?
I'm adjusting levels, that's all.
Okay. He's adjusting levels. I have no idea what...
But you got to do it while you're on. You can't do it without it.
I am on.
I'm not saying you're on there. On your Facebook feed.
What about it? What am I supposed to do?
Blaring through this.
How am I supposed to know what is blaring and what's not blaring? Now it sounds like maybe it's too low. There's no way to tell. Hold on a second, ladies and gentlemen. He's screwing around with this now. So, okay, now is there going to be feedback or anything because the headphones aren't together?
No.
Is the volume okay now? How can you tell?
I can hear it on Facebook.
I'm doing a show. I can't hear it on Facebook.
Don't worry about when I come in. You just keep yakking.
Oh, for the love of... And how's your morning going for you? All right, what's the volume like now on Facebook? I can't believe I'm doing it. I can't believe what has happened in my career. All right, so is the volume okay now on Facebook? Ladies and gentlemen, listening on radio, bear with me here because we've got a technical issue here. Is it okay now? Is it okay? Hello? Is it okay? I hope it's okay. All right, so next, breaking news. By the way, big debate tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get our levels right tomorrow. Again, say 10. Everything's at 10, just like you said. Everything's at 10. Now what's wrong with this? Now what are you doing? Now you're putting it back together. That's what I did.
No, I'm checking what now? The levels. Don't worry about it.
Well, how can you check the levels? There's no level to check.
There's water and four pancakes in here.
Hey, just... Big debate tomorrow. I hope we get our levels right tomorrow. So we got two candidates who I don't think like each other very much. I could be wrong, but my sense is picking up on the vibe that they're just kind of... you got Ron Ferguson, who is the incumbent state Ohio District 96. And you've got former state senator, Ohio State Senator Frank Hoagland, who is now the challenger. It's really kind of odd. Hoagland was a state senator. He quit or resigned, depending on whether you like him or don't like him. But he stepped down. That's neutral. But now he's running for House against Ferguson. And I get the sense they don't like each other very much. They're both going to be here tomorrow. And I don't want to misstate this. They may get along okay. I mean, based on the exclusive interviews that I had with each one of them here, I didn't get the sense they liked each other very much. But maybe they do. I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. So they're both going to be here tomorrow. It's a live exclusive debate. It's the biggest one that that we have in this election cycle so far, pretty much because it's the only one that I'm aware of. So got to be the biggest. Anyway, but that's exclusive tomorrow right here on the River Talk Radio Network. And a Big Willie 105.5, of course, but also 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path. Hold on. The audio path of totality. Thank you. And Dimitri is also the official force multiplier of truth because it fits on my business card. All right, so there's that. So that's the big thing tomorrow. Oh, Jody Messina. That's right. Big concert, the drawing, is going to be tomorrow morning, live exclusively, also on the show here. My God, the live exclusive things we have for you tomorrow is just, it's unbelievable. So, but your chance to be a qualifier for the big drawing is today, a little bit later on today. Fifth caller, Jody Messina, actually recorded an announcement, and she mentions my name. This will be the last chance that I will have to hear her say my name, and she says it so sweetly and so nicely. Hold on, Johnny is back in. Now what? Now what's happening? Now what are you doing?
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Doing a show here. You're coming in and you're fiddling with all of the knobs and doodads and all that kind of stuff. What are we looking at here? Oh. See, there's no 10, there's no nothing there. It just says level. The level's here. Look at the levels here. They're all right there, 10. Is this okay now?
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, is this okay on the Facebook side?
I'm going to use these headphones.
Greg Clark is watching. He'll know. He's got good hearing. Hold on. Wait a minute. Now we're changing the headphones. We're changing our state-of-the-art audio system. What is happening in my career? Here's our state-of-the-art audio system. It's a pair of headphones. I've got the microphone, the earbuds thing in the headphones here, but now they're on different headphones. So you're not gonna, now it's the headphones, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now is the audio any better? Oh. Jesus. Oh, Lord. I wish ODOT didn't do such a good job on 70, because that way I could have just called in and said, Johnny, I can't make it today. The roads are so bad. But no, they did a good job, so here I am. So
I think it's that rinky,
what?
I think it's your rinky-dink microphone thing you're
my
using.
My microphone thing? What do you mean?
This thing here. It sounds like crap still.
It still says like crap?
And it's not our equipment. It's this.
Oh, no, it could. No, it could possibly be that. So now you're saying it's my equipment.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Not the ear part. It's got to be the microphone.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, I've got another one, I think.
Do you have this? Okay.
Hold on. Stay right there. Ladies and gentlemen, don't move. Stay right there. We got an issue, technical issue here. Hold on. I might have the microphone. Hold on. Let me see. I might have one. I'm not sure if I do.
Hold on.
All right, now this thing. All right, this mic. Stay right there. Got a different microphone for the.
Sounds perfect.
For this, hold on.
Coming through headphones.
Hold on. All right, here's the microphone. All right, here's a new microphone. So this will hopefully.
Check.
Oh, Lord. So we're getting a new microphone here. So now what are you doing here? He's putting it in. Okay, just bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. Just bear with. We get thousands of views for this thing, and I will never understand why. Jesus. Are you happy now with this? Is this the right?
I'm just trying. Hey.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help you. Okay. I don't need no help.
I appreciate that. I thank you for the heater, by the way. Next time, can you get one that's not quite as noisy?
Oh, sure will. Yeah. Just wait till you see the electric bill.
Thank you. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yes. We got to take a commercial break. Well, that was certainly a fun segment, wouldn't you say? All right. So, Jody Messina. Right. So she says the name Dimitri. And she says it in a very sweet, loving way. But this is going to be the last time that we're going to have her saying that, because this is the last time we're going to have a qualifier. We need to get the fifth caller, and then we'll put all the names in a big container of some sort. Johnny's going to come in tomorrow, draw the big winner, and that winner is going to win two tickets to see the concert, Jody Messina concert, also to go backstage before the concert to meet Jody Messina herself. So very, very exciting stuff. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in a bit. Not on Facebook. because it's effectively a ban on Facebook. But we've got all of that. God, my headphones are not allowed. So we've got all of that. And there was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, well, Richland Township. Right. The next segment here. Richland Township. We've got issues with salt. We've got issues with trucks. We got issues with this near $1 million white elephant building. And we will, and I warned you about this, but they go running to their buddy, Bloom Dummy, help us.